Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 28th day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just another cool fall day, but, I mean, at least there ain't no snow. So I'm going to knock on wood for that one. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what we got. Well, we have Supreme Court got Second Amendment we're going to be talking about. But right out the gate, there's one more little clarification I'm going to make on what we were talking about yesterday. On that old Bill of Rights, and we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbulumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Well, yesterday, you know, we talked quite a bit about the Bill of Rights and about procedural due process. And Charlie kept asking me about a capital or otherwise infamous crime. I mean, this is like a hanging point for him on the 5th. It's real simple, guys. I understand what he was trying to say now. I mean, there must be some third party in there. Well, there just ain't. It's either a crime and you have an indictment, or it's a civil cause and you have a civil suit. You have the civil procedure. If you don't have either one of these things, you cannot be called forth. If they call you forth using anything, a ticket, anything else, and they bring you forth with force, they have done so in violation of your rights because it does not contain what is required under the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. And, you know, just to get you there to answer. Now, you can't even force somebody into a court on a civil action. I mean, you can file a civil suit against somebody. If they do not show up, then they forfeit the judgment. But you cannot force them against their will to appear in a court. The only way you can force somebody to appear in a court against their will is with an indictment. So you have the preliminary process to make sure you're not violating their goddamn rights, bringing them forth. Anything else is absolutely a violation of your rights, period. That being said, we can go on to something else. Supreme Court guts Second Amendment by refusing to hear semi-automatic ban case. This is from the Federalists. Today, the Supreme Court let stand the Fourth Circuit's holding in Colby versus Hogan that semi-automatic rifles are not constitutionally protected arms, and in doing so declared the Second Amendment guarantees only a second-class right. They can say any goddamn thing they want to. We're at the point to where, of course, they have declared that we do not have our rights, that we are not free sovereigns, and that they are, you know, a governing body over us of aristocrats, that we're beneath them. We are of inferior right to them. Of course. That's why we're at the point to where we're going to have to shoot their asses. No two ways about it. Understood. I mean, you know, it's like the discussion on the Bill of Rights. I mean, as far as filling out papers and stuff, we've done that. We took it all the way. We filled out the perfect paperwork, and they just refused to take it. They're telling you right there to your face, we're ruling you by force with a gun. Got it? And you will either submit or you will fight. And that's where we're at today. While Colby versus Hogan was but one of four circuit court decisions to have upheld state or local bans on semi-automatic rifles, this case differed greatly from its predecessor. In Colby, a case challenging Maryland's assault weapons ban, the full Fourth Circuit held that the AR-15 and the semi-automatic AR-47, I think that's supposed to be AK-47, and other banned semi-automatic rifles are not constitutionally protected arms because they are weapons that are most useful in military service. And, you know, fucking bullshit. I mean, how many times have we read it to you? This is, Tench Koch was one of the people that brought the second article into the Bill of Rights that was, you know, when at the time that the Bill of Rights was being ratified made a part of the Constitution, well, to amend the Constitution to make sure that the people's rights were absolute, which we didn't need to do according to the Federalists because, hell, everybody understood that your guns are your guns. Everybody knew that. But Mr. Koch did make it quite goddamn clear. And these people like this, where was this? Maryland. You think these son of a bitches don't know the history of the second article? That they don't know that they can't go and read the discussions and read the words of the men who put that article into our Bill of Rights? Do you think they can't? Or do you think they're just a bunch of fucking communists who think they're going to take us over and lead us over to a ditch and blow our goddamn brains out after they get them away from us? Because I think the latter is the case. Mr. Koch said, now let's see what they said here. Let's see what these 2016 scholars of law said. They said the Fourth Circuit held that the AR-15 and the semi-automatic, it's supposed to be AK, they got AR-47, I don't know, people don't even know what they're doing, and other banned semi-automatic rifles are not constitutionally protected arms because they are weapons that are most useful in military service. Mr. Koch said, this is the fellow who was, when they were putting it in there, to come up and say, this is why we're putting it in here. This is what it means, okay? In case some son of a bitch, couple of hundred, 240 years from now, forgets what the goddamn thing means, you can come back and reference this. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier. Now that would imply military, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that imply military people? I mean, every other terrible implement, and I mean terrible, terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments or their phony fucking courts. Got it? They come to take them because they sit down and say, no, that's a military one and that ain't covered. Fuck you. It ain't your Bill of Rights, Gov. Back off. I mean, you can say and write down any goddamn thing you want to. We know why it's there. It's for you. It's for these son of a bitches that wrote this. That's what that second article is there for. To put their ass in a dirt bed when they try to enslave us. The ultimate power of the sword is not either in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, have not having their duty to the people duly before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, now they're talking about the military down here, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. Okay, now when they write this, you think that these son of a bitches, these Fourth Circuit, these brilliant men's of law, that they can't go back and read Mr. Koch's words as easy as I can and understand them like you're understanding. I'm reading them to you over the goddamn, over this broadcast. And I think you can understand what the words mean. Let's just check it one more time. Let's check. Let's see what the Fourth Circuit here said. Now, the Fourth Circuit said that the AR-15 and the semi-automatic AK-47 and other semi-automatic rifles are not constitutionally protected arms because they are weapons that are most useful through the military. Mr. Koch says Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The two cannot, I mean, one is true and one isn't. Which one was written first? Which one was written when the second article was put into the goddamn Bill of Rights? I think that that's the truth. I don't think that these fairy fuckers in the Maryland's Supreme Court have the authority to overrule written law that is written in absolute fact when the ninth article says that no power like that can ever exist. And you can say, and they'll try to say, well, this is the state government. Well, the ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is authorities, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. I think that would count, that second article. That was pretty goddamn important to him back then. And then the 10th article says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. It is prohibited to the states by this federal document that you cannot, it has the same force on the states as it does on the federal. It has the same force on every government entity that it does on the other. This is the word of the people. This is the authority of the people you work for, you piece of shit. Not constitutionally protected because they are weapons that are most useful in military service. Conversely, the 2nd, 7th, and D.C. circuits all held semi-automatic rifles are protected by the Second Amendment, yet bans were still justified by the governmental interest supposedly advanced. And that's another thing you've been hearing. A compelling government interest that trumps your rights. Bullshit. You know what the people who won this country, they would have said, we have a compelling government right. Boom! That would have been their answer right there on the goddamn spot. There is no compelling government interest that trumps the right of an individual in this country. They are absolute, they are unalienable, and they are going to be here for a long goddamn time, and you better get used to it, you sons of bitches. And we're at the point, as I heard Korea fired another missile this yesterday morning or this morning or what might have you. Fired another missile, so, you know, they're seeing that this shit is falling apart on them. They're right now up there trying to give trillions more. I mean, when they come up and tell you, man, these people need a tax break. This goddamn billionaire over here, can you guys even fathom what $1 billion fucking dollars would look like? Or how much it represents, and just, you couldn't spend, I mean, you know, how much would you have to, you could spend $10,000, think trying to spend it. You'd spend $10,000 a day the rest of your life and never spend it. These people need more. This is what you're being told. And you know that dirty sleazebag Trump and his cohorts, you know, coming out there and telling you that, this is why everything's so retarded in this country and the wages are low and nothing's happening is because, well, they don't want to put their money out there because it's so highly taxed. The son of a bitches have made record profits since they committed their fraud in 2008. If with record profits of trillions, they're not going to piss on you, I mean trickle on you, what the fuck makes you think that another couple of trillion is going to change a thing? What they really want is you to be a slave. And Herr Trump has helped him. You know, this is a goddamn important promise. You know, you don't hear a goddamn thing about immigration, do you? You don't hear nothing about the deporting every goddamn one of them. The thing that dirty bastard got his place in that White House with, do ya? But this is a promise that's going to be kept because it was kept to the people who really put that fucker in there, just like we told you when this whole thing was going down. The filthy international rich brethren of his, that's who. Before it's over, you people just keep on going along with this shit, because what they're doing is building more wealth and power, and the more they have, the less you have, the stronger they are, the weaker you are. The more of you that are going to have to die to take care of a handful of assholes, that's all there is to it. So just, you know, keep going along with it. And when some, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I see some son of a bitch out in public, I'm going to get me $1,000, I will confront that son of a bitch right there on the spot. I would tell him to go lick the shit out of that billionaire's asshole, because that's really what he's doing. And he must like the taste of that shit, because he's a shit-eating, stupid son of a bitch. The wealth of this country is beyond our imagination, and it belongs to every goddamn one of us. A third of our population is indigent. They are civilly dead. They are dispossessed. And they're just, and Trump, he always touting, you know, when he was running for president, talking about that unemployment number. Remember, Obama's out there 4.5%, and he's, although that's a lie, there's 100 million people out of work here. Now he's touting, I got record, goddamn, just saying, he's just another piece of shit. There's no difference. There ain't a goddamn hair's difference between him and Hillary Clinton. Not a hair. And with this taxing, you know, Rand Paul, that's one thing I haven't commented on yet, getting 6 of his ribs busted. He got 6 of his ribs busted because he was saying exactly what I'm telling you here. That these people, I mean, to tell me, how goddamn stupid are we supposed to be, people, to tell us those billionaires, those trillionaires, they need a tax break. They shipped all your goddamn, as your people were losing their homes because the factories were being shipped over to goddamn China and South Korea, that you were paying for under NAFTA and CAFTA and GATT. You paid to ship their goddamn operations over there. And then they take your resources that came along with the package of them having based in your country, and they took them over there. Just stole them from you like they steal every goddamn thing and manufacture them to the tunes. Last time I heard, you know, at first it was like $1 trillion into, it's up to now $4 to $5 trillion. And I gotta believe it. That was made with your goddamn resources. That's why there's a tax, okay, on corporations. Because they're taking your resources and they're making goddamn fortunes off of it. And they're not hiring you even. So they go and they take your goddamn their factories out of your country to be run by slave laborers, manufacturing your raw materials, take the shit and snatch it off of the goddamn these bank accounts, these offshore accounts. Which if you took a fucking $1,000 and didn't get it taxed and put it on a bank account, and they found about it, your ass would go to prison tomorrow. But no, it's sitting out there, $5 fucking trillion worth of it. And of course, the thing we got to do here is, you know, they did this to avoid having to pay us for our goddamn raw resources so that they could just take them for nothing, manufacture them, pile up in their goddamn pile. They're international. They ain't even fucking Americans, okay? And now they want to bring that wealth back in here so they can buy up your country and make a goddamn slave out of you with it. And Herr Trump, I'll tell you what, you traitors, man, I find new hate for you. You traitors that went out and participated in this shit. You retard. You mush minds that participate. You traitors. You treasonous trash. I find new hate for you all the time with each event that comes up. At this point, I'm telling you, people, it's not like people didn't understand this. It isn't like we weren't out there telling people exactly what that dirty bastard was going to do. But you know, hey man, it's gonna be good for me. Fuck you. Fuck all you people over here. It's gonna be, this is what these goddamn sleazebag little punks are. You Trump punks. And I love saying Trump punks because that's what you are. You don't give a shit about nobody or this country. It's just what kind of little sleazy little deal you can get for yourself, you punks. You have no fucking spines. I don't know who takes care of your old ladies for you, but I'm sure you got somebody to do that for you. Cause you ain't man enough to do it. Trump punk. You committed high treason because by God, there's no way you didn't know better. I say every goddamn one of them is tried and hanged by their fucking neck until they are dead. Because had it not been for these fucking traitors, Hillary Clinton would have just been put in there like the queen she was already ordained to be. And we could have this goddamn war on the way, getting done. I mean, how many more lives? I mean, Miller died, about a week ago. Miller's gone. A big portion of his life was screwed by this shit. A big portion of a lot of people's lives are being screwed by this shit for a handful of little goddamn, I can't think of a parasitic goddamn word to describe you rotten bastards that want to go suck the ass. They want to suck the juice out of the shit of the wealth of these wealthy internationals for their little pile of, so they can have their own little stinky breath in their own little feathered bed. That's what you Trumpers are. You're shit suckers. You suck the piss out of the shit is what you do. You don't have no balls. That's why I don't care to come up here and just let you have it. Because you don't impress me one tiny little bit. You have no balls. You can't have any balls. I mean, either that or you're so fucking stupid that you're not even a care to me either that way either. You're nothing. You're traitors to your people. And when your grandchildren piss on your grave, you'll have it coming. And I hope it seeps down and drips right on your skeleton, whether you know it's happening or not. You disgust me. But now I'm telling you right now, people have woken up. In big realms of people have woken up across this country. There's a lot of people who understand it. You know, it's not that we got to go through some big goddamn presentation to show you why you should fight. Just as simple as what I told you at the beginning of this program. You are every day. There's an American national who's, when they come to you with this goddamn admiralty, you are denied rights. They are violating the fuck out of your rights. When you got to go get a gun check, the rights are being violated. If you have a felony and they're telling you can't have a gun and they're going to put you in prison for 5 years if you have a gun, that is violating your rights. This document is our Bill of Rights and it is being violated absolutely without question. And we're cowards if we do not stand up to defend this document for our children, or else our children are going to be just like the goddamn Chinese over there, okay? When they get, if they, speak out a turn, or they don't suck the juice out of the shit quite right, well, then they can be taken over to a building and popped in the head and their body parts sold, because this is what their cowardly parents, this is what they left them. Because they didn't have the goddamn guts to stand up for what men had died for 240 years earlier. People, men went out, and I mean, they had families too. You think their life meant less to them than yours does? Is that what you're thinking? You think somehow you were born, you popped into a primeval puddle of perfect shit? Or what is it with you people? These people had lives. You think they didn't love life? They had actually better lives than we had. They could own land and shit. This was... Even in the, because it was wilderness, you could go out in the wilderness and at least be left alone. These people had families. They had children. They had people who loved them and people they loved. Yet, they went out and they died so we could have this. And it's been the negligence of the generations before mine that has allowed it to be just chipped away to nothing till it's a hollow shell. All that is left is the determination of the people who will not see it violated one more time. There's plenty of people out there. But what's killing us here? I'm straight up with you. What's killing us is the goddamn sellout son of a bitch and Trumpies. The Trumpies did this to us. When you got neighbors and stuff, people, that son of a bitch did this to us, okay? They did that to us because they're so goddamn smart. They're always the dumbest fucking people to ever draw air. That's why they got everything. Because they can be fooled. It's like the UN wanting to turn all the public lands over to the Indians. Why? Because they're fucking easy to take things from. They'll go along with anything. They'll sell each other out. That's why. Same with Trumpies. You disgusting sons of bitches. Back to the article. A four-judge dissent in Colby eviscerated this reasoning, and rightly so. Colby's analysts directly conflict with analysis directly conflict with the Supreme Court's holding in Heller. The Second Amendment protects firearms. And no, I fuck Heller. The goddamn Supreme Court does not have the authority to rule on any of the Bill of Rights. It is untouchable. You can't change it. That is infringement. To change it is to infringe. The Ninth Article says no power can be created in any government, in any goddamn realm, because it is the goddamn base of the law in this country, can be created that touches it. It can't be changed one goddamn word, not one, nothing. You can't say except or for. You can't, because it ends in a period. It just is what it is. And old Billy people, well, Heller said this, fuck Heller. They never had no authority to make that decision. They have no authority to define or, infringe on our rights. They can't define it. We define it when we go to court. That's what the common law courts are for. When we're the only ones that can define what the, a jury is the only one that can say, was that procedural due process followed? A jury is the only one that can say, does Bob owe Ted $500? Only a jury in the common law can put a man in prison or take his property. Not these son of a bitches in this goddamn government. The government is not the common law. They are two separate entities. Apples and oranges. One has not a goddamn thing to do with the other, except that if you try to use that perceived power in violation of that Ninth Article, and you try violating my rights, I can drag your ass, because this is the superior law. We are the people. We are the authority. I can reach over there and grab your ass, and I can bring you over here. You little son of a bitch. You see, you got a great big title, and you think you can fuck with me because you got a government title? Which is supposed to be, well, the title of my servant. I'm going to tell you what, servant boy, you goddamn piece of shit. I'm bringing you over here and boom, you just got nabbed and you got brought over into the superior authority in this country. It belongs to the people. It's called the common law. Now, your house, it's my house. Your property's my property. In fact, you're going to, if I can talk this jury into it, you're going to, I'm going to chain your ass to a tree and you're going to chop wood for me for 10 years for daring to fucking think you could define my rights. How about that? Now, this makes sense. I mean, what the hell do you think those people fought and died for? So that they could have just a different king? This wasn't one fiefdom or one kingdom going against another. This was an uprising of people. Bottom of the hour. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer, though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be all right to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple, and then he turned away. All along the faithful coast, we move silent like a ghost. Timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. Wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools. That ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1235 Pacific Time. And that was Ship of Fools, man. Don't you feel like it sometimes? It's just everybody. I mean, Bunkerville standoff. Prosecution continues case. Defense alleges federal bribery attempt. Uh-oh. Man, what I'm seeing here, you know, I've talked about, you know, McNeil going over. And, you know, these, it is. It's this goddamn bunch. The ranchers, the loggers, and the farmers. These industrialists. These Western industrialists. And they're coming together, man. The communists have gone too far. And they've taken over their BLM that gave them exclusive rights to the public lands and let them, you know, have everything and hell with everybody else. I've told you people, I've been fenced out of public lands by these sons of bitches, these very sons of bitches. They had one, they had Shauna Cox up on one of the broadcasts that came up behind the intelligence report this morning. And some other, that one of them other fellas, that Donald or whatever his name is, one of the fellas that's over there in Las Vegas at the trial. And, I mean, they're talking about, you know, how, you know, Trump, they're Trumpers. They voted for Trump. And the, one of them, oh, yeah, the lady legislator from Idaho. And, you know, they're getting laws passed for their goddamn rats on their property. They're getting, at the end of the program, I mean, that told the story. They said, and she was going to push for legislation because right now, you know, if you went out and you walked onto one of their properties, it's only a $100 fine and it's impossible for them to get it to enforce it. Man, they are so into the, you know, mine. And of course that public lands, theirs too. Not yours, because they have, and they're the ones that created this BLM. And they have really no problem with the BLM, only they don't control it no more. They used to control everything through the state legislatures. They bought the politicians. They own you, these admiralty courts, like the one, what Charlie, he was, I guess his was federal, but these state admiralty, this is where, I mean, it had to go, it went from the bottom up. It had to. The federal courts were already in the federal level, but how did they get down to that state level? These son of a bitches are the ones that brought the admiralty so that they could lord over you. They owned the judges. They owned the goddamn governor. They owned the legislatures and the state legislatures. Everything was what they fucking wanted. And see, they got so corrupt with it that, see, when you get that corrupt, when you want to remove the rights of other people, what you don't realize is you have to remove your own. Because that Bill of Rights isn't just, there's nowhere written in there just for ranchers, loggers, and farmers, and good old boys, and Masonic, dirty church cabal people. It's for every fucking body. And that's when they, see, they let these goddamn communists, boy, that communist thing, you know, that admiralty thing, that's a real power, that's real nice, man. We can lord over everybody around our ranches. And we can take the public lands and all the goodies on them for ourselves. And, but we have to do it, we have to violate that Bill of Rights. And to do that, we have to remove the common law so that people can't prosecute us. So that we can run roughshod over them, I guess is what we call it, on my horse. And so they did. They are the ones that are responsible for this shit. Now, they're the ones, they're not talking about, we have to, oh, you know, throw these goddamn communists out of this country. No, what needs to be done? Everything needs to be put back like it was, you know, back in the Reagan days when we lorded over the people. When we, if we didn't like some bitch coming out on the public lands, well, we'd just go and have the BLM pick them up and we'd find an excuse and take them to court. Hell, we'll put them in prison if we want to. They ain't got no rights. We took care of that. You know what? Fuck you. You people do, I mean, I listen to them talk too. And like I told you, you know, you got money. And you got, I mean, you got money and you got each other. And there's just a little tiny handful of you. There's 100 million people out there that you have thoroughly fucked out of their lives. And they're wanting hair. And your goddamn hair is going to be among it. You had a chance. You had a chance to turn around and go, God damn, we made the worst mistake in the goddamn world, these communists. Well, here, how can we help you? But no. No, what you want, you, I mean, that's another thing I heard. What they said, they need a few good leaders, them, to lead you back to the dirty church Masonic cabal. That's what they need. They need to be put back in control over the people, the masses of the people, because that's all they think of you as, is their cattle. You know, in fact, they put more value on their goddamn cattle than they do you. I've told the story about little Ernie when I was a little kid. He was a black guy, man. You did. There was probably the only black guy I ever seen when I was a little kid around here. I ain't kidding you. And but his mom and him lived over by Bly, Oregon, and that's where we lived when I was a little kid. And one day we were heading back east, but there was a tear. You know, the ambulance was tearing out of town and everything. And when something like that happens back them days, small towns, you know, so probably somebody you goddamn know. There wasn't that many people here, so we dad followed the ambulance out. I can't remember if it was down Ivory Pine or Campbell Road, I believe it was. We got out there and he'd hit a cow. Man, he'd probably doing 90 miles an hour. And everybody drove 90 miles an hour, but it killed him dead. And his mom's there, and she's crying. And, you know, people, regular folk, you know, because she's just regular folk, black lady, you know, kind of console her kids, they're dead. And here comes the mighty rancher lady that owned that cow, wanted to know who was going to pay for her fucking cow. Right there in the middle of the street, people, this is who these people really are. Don't let them sell you on that bullshit of this wholesome, fine family shit, because it ain't true. They are hardcore Masonic garbage is what they are. That's how come they own every goddamn thing, because it was handed to them. They never paid a fucking dollar for it. And they, you know, they're the first ones of goddamn welfare people getting something for nothing. You got everything for nothing, you sons of bitches. Like the history, all you got to do is read the history books and it's right there. First the post office, then the Masonic Lodge, then the good old boys came in and cut up the land, and then they sell little parcels to the people who work for them. We know how it works in this country. Bureau of Land Management official Robert Shehalikas, goddamn, testified for prosecution. For the prosecution today in the Bunkerville standoff, Shakilis testified about a phone conversation he had with Ryan Bundy regarding the government's plans to impound cattle near Bundy Ranch. Bundy reminded Shehalis that the family would oppose the federal government's seizure of their property, cattle, as they had said for the last 20 years, doing whatever it takes. It is a phrase that the sinister overtones that has sinister overtones to opponents of the Bundys. it is important for the prosecution to create sinister notions. That's not what they're doing here. See, these people, this is because, you know, they're experts. I mean, that's one thing that the host of that program, you know, the guy that works on the BLM board. Yeah, the host of that program I was talking about, talking to the legislature. She's one of the finest legal minds in the country, don't you know? She knows all about these bureaucracies and how they can work for the farmers and ranchers so that they get a $30,000 check every year and brand new rigs and everything. I'm telling you, people, I've watched it all my goddamn life. Other people out working their asses off, driving old cars, you working 6-7 days a week just to keep a roof over their head and food on their table. These son of a bitch, they look down their goddamn nose at you. You talk about welfare recipients. A brand new rig. Oh, that Cadillac, that's a ranch rig, don't you know? Every year. And you know, $30,000 to $100,000 check sent to you because, well, you're being environmentally sound. Because you created the BLM to send you goddamn checks that the goddamn people out there who can't even go out on the public lands because you fenced them off and put gates across them can't even go out on their public lands. They just got to go down there and work for you. That's what it's all about, ain't it, rancher? Ain't that what it's all about, miner? Ain't that what it's all about, farmer? We know who you are. We know what you have done. And you have pushed the cart over the goddamn line. Because there is going to be no consoling us when this shit, you can't stop it at this point. That's the funny part about it. You cannot stop it. You can go ahead and buy you some radio spots with old Joe McNeil and slide him some bucks and try to pretend like you're the Patriot Movement. But you better look to your right and you better look to your left and you better see that 100 million that are looking right at you, you sons of bitches, for what you have done to us. You are going to pay. Make no mistake about it. But the reason, getting into the law of this, they're not trying to create sinister notions. They're putting together that idea of a conspiracy, okay? Because what they're going to do here is establish that he talked to this fellow and he said they're going to do whatever it takes. And whatever it took, well, then here comes Pete Santilli. Pete Santilli has done confessed to a conspiracy. Now, a conspiracy, well, you need one and more than one person for a conspiracy, don't ya? So all Pete's got to do is say, well, Cliven and old Ammon and old Ryan, they were my co-conspirators. I've done confessed. I'm sorry, guys. Confessed. Yeah, I know. You're going to do 40 years. You know, it's wrong. You know, as much as I hate these goddamn people, I love the law and the Bill of Rights and justice more. I mean, I love it so much that, you know, the bottom line here is they've done nothing to be in the position they're in. I mean, the common law should be in place. What should have happened to these people is somebody like me should have sued their ranches right off and under their asses for the violations of our rights out on those public lands committed by the BLM that they created and that they ran. That's what their justice should have been. It's not this. I mean, I won't take a different form of justice because it comes from the Admiralty. That's the justice I want the Bundys to receive and all the other son of a bitches, the ranchers, the loggers, and the farmers that have done the same to so many people across this country. You don't know what it's like, man. Some place you've been going all your life. I mean, I grew up in the hills. I never stayed in towns. I didn't like houses. I didn't like towns. I like being up in the mountains and out on the high desert and, you know, just away. You go to some place you've gone all your life, and here's a fucking gate. BLM put that gate up. You know what? There's a lock on that gate. They're logging up in there. The loggers that have their contract up in there on your public lands, they got a key to that gate. And see, they can go out there, but it's been shut off to you because you might tear the fucking roads up, you see. They're log trucks. They don't hurt the roads. You see? They're good for the roads. And they're out there hacking your goddamn forest down that belongs to you and giving it to them for nothing. And you can't even go out that goddamn road, but they got a key to that lock. This is what they want. This is what the Bundys and people like them want. They want all that private land locked up just for them. Because they're using it, don't you know? And it's their right to. Because, hey, God put them down here just, you know, to be above everybody else. Everybody, you can work for them if you're real lucky. And you could have a house and some food. And be warm. You can't own the house now. You can't own no property. Only they can because, well, they're the ranchers, the loggers, they're the goddamn masons is what they are. And the dirty church, the people in the powerful churches across this goddamn country. And don't think you can, I mean, all you got to do is go down and look at the border. Every denomination's down there helping the invasion there because, really, you know, we're kind of uppity being around their ranches and such, thinking we can go out on them public lands, thinking they're actually ours. Them goddamn Mexicans, they know how to stay in their place. They'll come and they'll do the hard work, and they'll shut their mouths, and they'll go over there and eat their fucking beans and burritos, and they won't even look at that rest of that land that doesn't belong to those son of a bitches. This is an injustice. It's wrong. It is admiralty. It is a running violation. These people created this situation. They did. There's no arguing it. They just did. It is important for the prosecution to create sinister notions of violence against the four defendants' bullshit. That is to create the idea of a conspiracy. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro initially would only allow 10 minutes of the conversation the prosecution wanted used and not the whole conversation. She rejected an attempt by Clive and Bundy's attorney, Brett Whipple, to include the whole 60-minute conversation. Judge Navarro changed her mind and eventually allowed the jury to hear the entire conversation where Ryan Bundy schooled Mr. Shehalyakis about the Constitution and the BLM and the Desert Tortoise, whose protection. See what they're talking here? Is this have anything to do with our Bill of Rights, people? See, these people never had any interest in the wrongs that have been done to the whole of us. It was just it started invading into their goddamn elitist world. The BLM, you can look it up. I mean, I heard Mrs. Hannon. Yeah, there's a video out there where she sits and she, you know, tells a big long tale about what happened to them. And they were shit on, no two ways about it. As far as justice is concerned, the way justice should be meted out in a self-governing country that operates under a Bill of Rights that is the common law. But she said it right there. When we first got the BLM, because they are the ones that put it together, people, that's what I'm trying to get through here. They did it. They did it so that they could take control of the public lands just for themselves, for ranching, logging, for industry. That's when they changed the North American timber plan for the loggers. You see, when they turned it over first, when they went to the Forest Service, it was for management. It was for what was best for the, you know, so the people could enjoy it. That's how they sold that bullshit to you. And then they made it into like a corporate thing because the industry got into it, the logging industry, the farming industry, the ranching industry. They got into it. And so now it was for how can we use that land to make money? And then that turned, then it's just like everything else. They took the power. Like I said, in the state I live in, I promise you, the good old boy, ranchers, loggers, and farmers, goddamn owned the politicians all my life here, owned them. And bragged about it. And hey, I bragged about being the Masons that own the goddamn politicians and run the fucking state. And to hell with your rights. You don't have any rights. Their state. Them. And it was just a handful. Now, every once in a while, you know, somebody would do something to them. But other than that, they never seen no justice. But they're fixing to, and they're going to, I mean, just this shit here, it's going to ensure it. This is going to ensure justice. Not the justice, not this bullshit admiralty lie. But the justice will finally get around because when, you know, they'll get back. I mean, right now you've got negotiations going because, boy, they did that lady. She talked up old Trump today. I mean, he had passed something to help them secure their water rights or something. They have rights. You know, you don't have no goddamn rights. But by God, if you're a rancher, a farmer, a logger. Now, logger rights, there are rancher rights. There are miner rights. But there are no bill of rights for the people. The people are just like something that they have to deal with. And when they're managing their land, like they manage their cattle, that's how they think they manage you. And they just think it's just their right. Because, hell, their daddy was a high Mason. His daddy was a high Mason. Hell, he was the first high Mason to come into the valley. And, well, it was just all give to him by the Masons. Where were we here? Protection, it's about the Constitution, BLM, and the Desert Tortoise, whose protection was used to limit the Bundys' grazing rights at the beginning of the dispute with the federal government over 25 years ago. No, you let them communists in here. The BLM, when you get rid of the Bill of Rights, see, that's what they did. They wanted rid of it for everybody but them. But that Bill of Rights doesn't work unless it's for everybody, because when you make that first exception, well, then it's open to change. It's open to exceptions when it was an absolute document. They wanted, well, their cake and eat it too, didn't they? So when they got rid of the only thing that was keeping the international communists from infiltrating into this country, well, here they come. What do you know? They looked around. Well, who's controlling the? I thought we owned the BLM. Well, no, what happened is you had some communists come in here, and they've infiltrated right into the goddamn White House. CIA deep plant. Boom, and there he is. Communists popping up everywhere. Every agency, man, they're fast as they can. That's how communists work. And next thing you know, well, the BLM, they're coming out here. They're after us now. Somebody needs to call up. We need to call up Cousin Eb over there at the state legislature. We'll put some heat on him. And then you say, well, Eb say, hey, we got a new animal in town. It's called a federal communist. And because we've pushed this goddamn thing of removing the rights, and we got no way to fight them. All the way we can fight them is, well, go into their courts. And now the communists control the courts. Uh-oh. And now they want the land to sell to the Chinese because communists, they like money like everybody else and control. Well, here you have it. Let's see. Yeah, I don't like that article. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I don't like that one either. Here we go. MSNBC's Joy Ann Reid attacks rural Americans as a minority that is the core threat to our democracy. Core threat to your democracy. Core threat to your communism. Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You look at it, you know, this way and that way. They'll probably try to, you know, work in like the Bundys and these ranchers and loggers. They're not the threat to the communist. They're push and shove with the communists. They both shit through the same hole. The threat to both of them is we the people. We told you people that there were three elements out here. You have the communist, you have the good old boy Masonic dirty church cabal, and you have the rest of us. And there's elements within the elements, of course, because you have people who would, you know, they would wipe this goddamn, take that Bill of Rights and throw it in the goddamn ditch and say, we got a theocracy. Here's your new Bill of Rights. It's called the Bible, and I'll tell you what it says. But the bulk, the power in this goddamn country is the regular folks like you and me. The armed population of this country that represents the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. And sooner or later, it's going to break loose because you're not seeing any China. And when you do see any give or take in this thing, it ain't got nothing to do with the regular fellas. Like this tax bullshit. Oh, the trillionaire. Every time they talk about middle class tax breaks, middle class tax bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And everybody knows it's bullshit. You're going to give trillions more to the trillionaires who stole trillions from us. You're going to give them more of our stolen property. That's all. We see that. But I'm not telling you, you got the good old boys. I mean, when you talk about these people, there's people in this goddamn state right here where I'm at, more richer than goddamn Bill Gates, billionaires, multi-billionaires. That's the people that are backing this shit behind the scenes. That's the people that are going to pay Joe McNeil to get the radio, to get on the radio. But, you know, McNeil's problem is he can't get no goddamn donations. Because what? You're bringing the goddamn enemy up there. You bring somebody up there that supports Trump, you treasonous son of a bitch. We're under occupation. We understand that. Our Bill of Rights has been suspended. Our common law courts have been removed. And you claim to be a patriot, and you're going to bring somebody up that's talking about, you know, we need to get stuff legislated for the ranchers and loggers. You think that's going to cut it, buddy? I know you're a good old boy. But we're real fucking sick and tired of good old boys. You're going to find out who the real good old boys are. The ones who don't eat your shit. The ones who never liked the fact that you were fucking even there. You arrogant pricks. Your heyday is gone. The gravy train's gone around the corner. And I mean, they still got their wealth. And they're hanging on to it. And they're using it. Make no mistake about it. They'll use it to try to, put together a patriotic force where there are three of them at the top and the rest of you over there, us guys, you know, the people that they run off our land, you're going to be the killers and the dyers for us because, well, we got the money and power and we're supposed to tell people where to go die, right? No, not this time around. You're not hijacking shit. You can't because it comes right down to that Bill of Rights. And either you're for that son of a bitch and you're an American national and you're ready to kill, or you're not and you're the one that's going to get killed. There is no middle ground. And you come out for it, you can't be for the other way. You can't be for the state legislature's getting you more rights for the ranchers, loggers, and farmers industry. You just got to be a regular fella. You got to roll up your sleeve and you got to stand next to, oh, I know it's just the thought of it, standing next to that common son of a bitch over there. When you got all this land that your great-great-great-grandpappy Mason got for you when they came into the valley and cut it all up like it belonged to them when it didn't. Now, and then you got the, even if you can get past that roadblock, then you got to go over there and then you got to grow some fucking balls, because you're actually going to be, people are going to be shooting at you. They're going to be trying to kill you. But then you can say, well, I don't want to part. But then they're going to shoot you, because they're going to shoot every goddamn body, because they're sick of this shit. They're sick of their rights being trampled into underground. They're sick of being treated like goddamn, like slaves. They're sick of being treated like animals. So now you're going to have to reap what you have sowed. So keep on plugging away by all means. And, you know, I mean, like I said, this is wrong what's happening. I mean, it's admiralty. All of it's wrong. But here again, they're not arguing about the Bill of Rights, are they? They're just arguing about their rights as ranchers under the Constitution. Well, fuck you. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned. Got Spike Timmons coming up behind us here with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And that is the Word from the Trenches.